Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome once again to the Lion's Roar Report. I am the Lioness, your host, and this is another edition of Car Talk. All right, so I know you've seen the video. I'm sure you've seen the video. I'm almost positive you have seen the video. And if you haven't, let me bring you up to speed. So yesterday on Facebook, a video started floating around of this girl who works at McDonald's who was taking this white man who had accosted her to town. And basically, I think the argument was over a straw. The video comes in mid-sentence, so we really don't know exactly how it all started, but that's the word that's floating around, that it all started over a straw. And so apparently these two are having words with one another, and he gets so frustrated with this young lady that he feels free, white man, feels free enough to grab her by her uniform shirt as if he's going to tune her up and make her understand exactly what he wants her to hear. Little did he know that she wasn't going to have any of that. He pretty much picked on the wrong one. And she was free to let him know he picked on the wrong one. So I want to play the audio. I know that it doesn't give you the whole scope of what the video will show you, but I do want you to at least hear. Now, I have to put a disclaimer out here. They are using some choice words, and it's only about 55 seconds. So bear with it. Bear with me with the clip. But I just want you to get the gist of what was going on. And I titled this Mech Whoop Ass. So listen to this.
Stop.
And we're just supposed to stand there and take it for the sake of a job. own because she was holding her own. Now, if he had gotten the upper hand on her, yeah, try to, you know, help defend her or get her out of this situation. But she was holding her own, so there really was no need for him to hold on to her. But I get it. He was probably looking out for her so that she wouldn't lose her job. But she was holding her own, so he should have left her alone. So moving on, but after all that happened, the manager walks over, and this guy is snapping his fingers at the manager as if he still thinks he's the supreme being in this situation. And everybody's going to bow down to him, and everybody's going to give him what he thinks he deserves. And so he's snapping his finger at the manager to give him a refund. The manager's trying to figure out, okay, what meal did you have so I can give you back your money? And the girl comes up because she's trying to get her phone. As she's coming to try to get her phone, he's telling her, oh, and I want her fired. He says to the manager, oh, and I want her fired right now. Now, he started, now I don't know who started the argument, but he started the altercation when he put his hands on her and he had no business touching her. And he wants her fired for defending herself. And she tells him the truth to his face. She's like, no, you're going to jail because you put your hands on me. And that's exactly where this man ended up, in jail. Let me just give you a couple of tidbits here as I'm driving. So the man's name is Daniel Taylor. The girl's name who he put his hands on is Yasmeen Jane. He was taken to jail. More of the story that wasn't caught on tape that I found out was that he was, I guess he was still being irate. So they were escorting him out of the building. And as they were escorting him out of the building, you know, he's probably doing his little kicking and screaming and, you know, carrying on his diva act. And as he's kicking, he ended up kicking another young lady by the name of Tatiana Bell, ended up kicking her in her stomach. I don't know if she was pregnant or not, but she was having, you know, she was saying she was having stomach pains after he kicked her. So he was able to get away for a moment, but then the authorities were able to catch up with him and arrested him. They set his bond or his bail at $1,000, and it's also reported that this man was a transient, and he didn't have the money to, you know, get himself out of jail. So he now sits in jail, just like Yasmeen told him he would be. So here's the moral of this story. First of all, as human beings, that's the way we need to start treating each other, as human beings. But second of all, and more importantly, you need to understand and recognize who we are as a people. We are the apple of the Most High's eyes. And though we are in a situation right now that is uncomfortable and that is breaking our hearts, he still has his hand on us as a people. So all you who think, especially you Christians, all you who think, and I talked the other day about all the prophecies or prophelies that have gone around for this 2019 year, all you people who think that the Most High is dealing with the church, you need to get one thing straight, because in the Bible, in what you call the Old Testament, known as the Torah or the Tanakh, in the Torah portion, the first five books, the Most High talks about how he's going to deal with his people, how he's going to take care of his people, how he's going to regather his people. He said nothing about regathering the church. He says nothing about taking care of the church. He says nothing about taking vengeance and having vengeance for the church. He says he's going to do it for his people, the sons and daughters of Jacob, a.k.a. Israel, or as I say, Yisrael. Get it out of your head that he has his eye on you. Get it out of your head that he has his eye on America. Get it out of your head that he has his eye on whatever nation you may be of. Because the only nation that he has his eye on is the nation of Israel and all those who would join themselves to her in obedience to his word. Period. End of story. Now, to further my point, I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 13, 42:43. Now, I could read a little bit more, but because I'm driving, I have to drive with some sense. So here we go. Deuteronomy 32:43. It says, "Rejoice, O ye nations." Now, he's not talking to Israel right now. He's saying, "O ye nations." But listen to this. The nations that he is speaking of are those nations who have joined themselves to Israel. These are the people who came out of Egypt, who were in the wilderness. It was the nation of Israel and those who joined themselves with her. So the Egyptians that came out of Egypt with the nation, and all the other nations that were held captive there with Israel came out there with them. The Bible says there was a mixed multitude that came out. So that included these other nations. And he's saying to these nations right now, he says, "Rejoice, O ye nations." Not rejoice, O you church. Rejoice, O you nations who have gathered yourselves and joined yourselves with Israel. He says, with his people, the people of the book, with his people. For he will avenge the blood of his servants. Who's he going to avenge? The blood of his servants. What does avenge mean? It means he is going to punish. He is going to whoop ass. And if you think what this girl did in the video is close to what the Most High is going to do on behalf of his people, you have been sadly mistaken. You have not, eyes have not yet seen exactly what he is going to do. And the record that we have of what he did in Egypt doesn't even compare to what he is going to do. But I keep going. He says he's going to avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. That's who he's going to show mercy to. That's who he's going to show favor to. That's who he is going to recompense for, validate, vindicate, any other word you want to put there. He's going to do it for his people. So if you want to be a friend of the Most High, I strongly suggest, that you align yourself with the true people of the book through faith in Yahushua as the Messiah. Just as Israel or Yisrael has to get her act together, so do you. And if you think because you call on the name of Jesus, if you think because you run to a building on Sunday, if you think because you listen to a man or a woman who tells you that the law is done away with, you are sadly mistaken. And if you think that you're going to be able to continue to put your hands on us and treat us any kind of way and talk to us any kind of way and slay us in the street without judgment coming upon you, you, my friend, you, sir, you, madam, are sadly mistaken. Because while the justice system may let you go, the judge of all judges, he will never forget what has been done and what is currently going on. You heard a little taste of what whoop-ass is going to be like. But I behoove you not to go through the real thing. Because words can't even describe just how major that is going to be. So I want to end today with a song from someone who I'm starting to like. His name is Kendrick Lamar. I almost said it backwards. His name is Kendrick Lamar. And he says some very truthful things. He says them in a way that I wouldn't necessarily say them, but they're still the truth nevertheless. I also found, and I'm grateful for, the fact that he also has clean versions of his songs. And one of the songs, and I think I put it on here, but it's pretty bright, so I'm trying to see it without crashing into anybody. think I put it on. It's called All Right. And I don't think I have it on here. I thought I put it on. Let's see if this is it. This might be it. Hold on.
Oh, it's my life I had to fight. Oh, it's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. And I tell my mama I love her, but this is what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a f***ing gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? To a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live with them all. I can see the evil. I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket. In a profit. Big enough to feed you. Every day my logic. Get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it. Be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
This is the Lioness. You have been with me on another edition of Car Talk through the Lion's Roar Report. Hold on, Zion, we ain't got long. And remember, we gonna be all right. Shalom.